This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
Even cosmetic and aesthetic adjustments are totally kosher, don't worry. But without equal and slightly greater time working on our souls, our character, and our behavior, we're only gold on the outside, and that is simply not enough.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrian Gold Davis.
The other day, someone asked me how I feel about injectables and other forms of aesthetic enhancements that make you look younger. She said to me, "I've heard you speak so many times about self-esteem and embracing your aging with grace. So does this work against that principle? Because someone gave me a gift certificate for Botox and I really want to use it, but I also don't want to start something that may never feel like it's enough." So first, I'm going to give you the short answer. If you don't want your gift certificate, I will happily take it off your hands. Now, the full Jewish answer. The question with a question answer. Obsessing and over-investing time and money in one's youthful appearance alone is kind of like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. That ship is going down, regardless. And, well, if you start early enough, you can stall the signs of aging on your face. There is little to do about one's neck, one's hands, and one's knees, for example. At a certain point, a person looks good for her age, regardless of any intervention. This is the nature of our culture that places a tremendous currency on youth and its inherent beauty. There is a general aesthetic that's driven by nature and reproductive urges that is always attributed beauty to youth and freshness. And this is a reality, and it can be devastating if one subscribes only to that version of beauty. This is not to say that procedures that are non-invasive or non-dangerous are problematic, because they aren't. Sometimes one's confidence and mental state can be deeply improved as a result of these procedures. But these procedures are rarely, if ever, enough to solve the issues entirely. This is because while beauty may open the door, it doesn't ensure you stay in the house. Just ask anyone in Hollywood. The Torah teaches us that the only women who were described as beautiful had a certain criteria they had to reach. They needed to be as beautiful on the inside as they were on the outside. We learn this based on the fact that we had this traveling sanctuary that we used in the desert, and there was an ark in the center of it, and it contained the Torah. Now, that ark was very special. You can just ask Harrison Ford, since that's the ark he was looking for in Raiders of the Lost Ark. See, what made it so special was that the box that contained the tablets of the Ten Commandments was instructed to be made in a very clear way. It needed to be gold, not just on the outside, like many of the other objects in the sanctuary, but also had to be solid gold on the inside, where no one could see the gold. Now, demanding of us that truth and beauty are only valid when the inside and the outside match changes the paradigm entirely. When there is no discrepancy between those two things, we can call that beauty. A lovely example of this is the word for face in Hebrew. That word is panim, and it's very closely related to the word pnim, which means inside. So not a facade, which is where the English word for face comes from. In fact, the Talmud in the Tractate of Yoma says, "Any Torah scholar whose inside is not like his outside is not a Torah scholar." What a powerful thought. That even intellect without inner corresponding greatness is not allowed to be called scholarship. There is no area of Jewish thought that doesn't demand this honest portrayal of the thing or the person in front of you. What you see must be what you get. No false advertising, no facades. So working on our outsides can be a holy pursuit as well. proper diet. Even cosmetic and aesthetic adjustments are totally kosher. Don't worry. They're even a mitzvah sometimes. But we are meant to care for the vessel that holds our eternal soul. But without equal and slightly greater time working on our souls, our consciousness, our character, and our behavior, we're only gold on the outside. And that is simply not enough. During the years that I taught Torah every single day of the week, many women would come to my classes curious about what it meant to study Jewish wisdom. They would often come suspicious and kind of skeptical. Did I have an agenda? Was I trying to change them? But they kept coming back because the wisdom of our tradition is so profound and so life-altering that their worries soon vanished. But something really unusual always happened right around the end of their third class, the beginning of their fourth. The women would say to me something like this: "Did you get a new haircut? You look like you lost weight. Did you lose some weight? Have you changed your makeup? Is that new foundation? Wow, you look great. It's like you're aging backwards. You have a portrait aging somewhere, Adrian." And I would always smile and answer the same thing: "Well, I have not changed a thing. I've not lost an ounce in 20 years. I have the same everything." But you see, you are slowly coming to find that the wisdom of Torah is so beautiful that you are beginning to attribute it to my face. I look better to you because of what you're learning. Now, understand, I don't have an original thought in my head. All of this wisdom is yours. The Torah is yours. It belongs to all of us. And in this case, the messenger is looking gorgeous because the inside of me is shining through. It is important to remember that beauty can be very subjective, as chemistry and unconscious urges play a much larger role in attraction. And while attraction to beauty is natural, it doesn't in any way ensure lasting attraction. If fame and talent and youth and beauty were sufficient to maintain love, then we wouldn't see the revolving doors of relationships we so often read about. And imagine the pain of that public humiliation that those celebrities must have to endure. Unbearable. During my time on television, I used to hear various forms of comments about my looks. That I wasn't a typical face on camera. That perhaps I should lose 20 pounds. Adrian, didn't you know that the camera adds 20 pounds? That I looked very Jewish, very average looking. And while she's not conventionally pretty, well, we love looking at her anyway. So, essentially, the real answer to the question of injectables is a simple one. Are you spending equal time, money, and effort ensuring that your character is as golden and as enhanced as your exterior shell? Can you spend 1 hour in the mirror, then 1 hour and 5 minutes more learning about what a meaningful life looks like? Can you spend an hour at the gym, but then follow it up with an hour and 5 extra minutes of kindness, of generosity, of community activism, or simply building the muscle of your faith? Working on our outsides can be a holy pursuit as well. Proper diet, even cosmetic and aesthetic adjustments are totally kosher. I tell you this again. But my friend, without equal and slightly greater time spent working on your soul, on your consciousness, on your character, you are only gold on the outside. And that's simply not enough. This is the ultimate beauty secret. When we open our hearts and our eyes to the beauty of our souls and share that beauty through empathy and education, we start to look better, not just to others, but to ourselves as well. I call this aesthetic adjustment vitamin T, vitamin Torah. So get your Botox or your Restylane or your whatever, and then get yourself to a study session, or to a website, or to a library, or to a class, or to a place of worship. Trust me, the glow you're hoping to achieve cannot be found by highlighter or chemical peels alone. And remember what I said. If you don't want that gift certificate, I'd be happy to take it off your hands.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, contact podcast@momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit momentumunlimited.org.